are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Ooh, you bet your buns we do. Mm-hmm. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
How are you today, my darling?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Still just, you know, my core strength is weak, so.
What? Yeah, you've been doing yoga.
I know, but it's just not, it's flubbing. It's just a flubby noodle. I'm having a hard time getting it.
I honestly beg to differ.
Think there's something taut down in the middle there?
Well, you've been very spry lately.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at least moaning and groaning when I have to tie my shoes.
No, and you're like leaping over the furniture.
I do bound over the couch.
It's like living with a teenage greyhound.
A greyhound in its teen years.
Yeah.
Used to race on the track. But
yeah.
Now I'm a little past my prime. But
it's not peak, but it's still good.
Every now and again, if I see a rabbit, I'll fly through the apartment.
Careful if you're a rabbit.
You know who else is flying?
Ooh, I do.
Yeah.
You know this New York City-based stand-up actress and writer? She's an organizer of the Cinder Block Comedy Festival, which will take place this fall. They recently made headlines for their wage gap pricing, offering submissions to people of color, women, LGBTQ, and people with disabilities at a discounted rate. That's awesome.
She performs all over town, produces The Naked Show at the Creek in the Cave. We are hot and bothered to welcome Allison Klemp.
Woo woo!
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
That was so smooth.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm shocked we pulled that out.
I mean, that was one of the smoother.
That's what she said.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, she did.
I was like, what the hell, you pulled that out?
Speaking of pulling out, we're a classy podcast.
Yeah.
We are. It's a very classy movie.
Classy podcast for a classy lady.
Yeah, we like to wine and dine.
We do, we do. And sadly.
Oh, we fucked up on this
one. No, Midtown fucked up. I'm furious with this just area of the city.
We asked Allison what she wanted to drink.
High
she
life.
Said the champagne of beers.
I'm a classy life. Lady.
Yes, and that is a classy beverage.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go with the fucking, with the trash bag that
Light.
Is Miller Lite. It's the only Miller beer we could find around, which is sad because I haven't had a High Life in a little while, but I used to drink them often. Good summertime. Clear bottle beer, which.
Beautiful.
You know, I was always a Bud Light person.
Yes.
And then your dad drinks Miller Lite, so he started drinking it at holidays, and I actually really like it.
Yeah. Well, Fast Freddy, your tastes are terrible.
Really? I love it. He gets the little ones. He gets like the
pony
half bottles.
The 7 ounces, yeah.
Oh, man, they make Christmas fun.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like he has issues with commitment.
Yeah, yeah, he can't commit to 12 full ounces at once. Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to finish the whole beer.
But it stays cold the whole time.
Sure, sure. When you get old, you know, you start just downsizing. That's what my understanding is.
Empty nest, you
age.
Get a smaller house, mm-hmm. smaller mm-hmm. beer.
So, yeah, we are having Miller Lite rather than High Life's, but.
We are. Still goes down smooth. Are you okay with this?
I'm doing just fine.
Yes.
Awesome.
Do apologize to the listeners, though. I'm sure it'll. Affect the experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a completely different show at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
This
absolutely.
Is like the dark side. So are you currently single?
I'm not.
No.
Allison is not single.
I'm in a relash.
Nice.
In a relash. All right. Well, our listeners need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we ask. We don't pry any further than
that. Oh, okay.
Just that's it.
That's pretty much it.
What do you think about sexy science?
I guess I'll go then.
I'd like
it.
To get there.
Haas has been a little
slow on the uptake.
A little slow on the uptake with the sound cues, but he's getting there.
I'm sorry, I'm sort of eating sushi while I'm doing this.
Yeah, you're just
sort of eating sushi.
I am.
You are
just real Americana, just eating sushi, drinking a Miller Lite,
producing a fucking sex podcast
in a fucking tiny closet. Yeah, this is
the American dream.
So what do we do with Sexy Science?
Well, Sexy Science, we take articles, topical matters related to the hearts and parts.
Yeah, we rip them from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
This one we tore right from Fox News. This might be the first time we ever got an article from Fox News. Title of this number is Oklahoma State Senator Found with Teen Boy in Motel Could Face Charges, Authorities Say.
I know. Yeah, but you're laughing at.
Little wheezy. All right, so charges have been filed against Republican Senator Ralph Shortley of Oklahoma, who served as the state chair of President Trump's campaign during the primary elections. According to police, Ralph was found with a teenage boy in a motel room.
The Oklahoma Senate imposed sanctions on Shorty, voting 43-0 for a resolution that accuses him of, quote, disorderly behavior. But Senate officials said Shorty will still get his $38,400 annual salary and will be allowed to vote.
Yikes.
43-0.
Oh, what a cool bunch of dudes, you know?
Yeah.
Oklahoma's always been known as a very progressive, open-minded place. Yeah. So that's cool that they were able to open their hearts to him.
Yeah, that's really
like, forgive him his transgressions. It's very Christian of them, actually, if you think about it.
It's kind of an oasis in that part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, come here to fuck
on this teenage boy's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Define teenage, though. I guess. Yeah, what, I mean, 19, 14, there's a big range there.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And the teens, it is vague. It's too vague.
And that's the most like important range when you're talking about this sort of thing.
Well, you can't just say teenage, no.
No, certainly not.
Was
it
a sophisticated teenager?
Yeah, what was the emotional intelligence? No,
did he graduate high school early? Like, what are we?
Is it a Doogie Howser situation? Is he practicing?
Is it a Jack situation? Is he trapped in a younger man's body? Maybe it's a Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button.
Maybe he was teaching the senator some things. We don't know.
If he's going in the other direction on age, then he's got
follow
wisdom.
Questions.
Yeah.
Well, you have to get your kicks where you can. When you're a senator and you're being paid under $40,000 a year
in Oklahoma.
I know that's not the point, but I was like shocked
that's
by
good
that.
Point.
Is he a junior senator? How old is this?
State
How old
senator.
Is he?
I don't know. I just feel like that is actually
isn't like state legislature low. Kind of like a part time job.
Yeah, I think so. I think you do it more for the perks than the money.
I thought they were just
the perks
all
being sweet
teen boys.
Young buttholes.
I just thought they were all just like shitty fat cats who like were you know
not state senate.
No, not state senate.
All right,
state senate's like garbage.
Yeah, I mean
yikes.
I mean,
think about New York state senators live in Albany. Well, that's like sad.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that in Oregon it's Salem, which is not where you want to live in Oregon. I'm from Oregon, so I'm just saying like that happens.
Yeah, the teen dating scene in Albany is just trash.
It's like $38,000 in Oklahoma must be like $100,000.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Yeah, in like normal America.
Yeah, adjusted for.
What's the ratio?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can live like a sultan.
Yeah, they didn't mention he owned the motel.
It was his motel.
Maybe.
He bought it. It's a franchise.
One positive thing about this is the chair of the Oklahoma Republican Party, Pam Pollard, released this statement. No person, particularly a child, should be subjected to sex crimes. The accusations against Ralph Shortley are in no way in line with the principles of the Oklahoma Republican Party.
The fact that that would have to be
That
said,
being said, let's cut the man a check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
not
what,
in line with the party, but, you know,
principles are principles.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just come out and make that statement. And then they're like, but you can still vote and have all your money.
Yeah. Well, like Ralph just, you know, he just put the above ground pool in his house. You know,
he's got a family.
Yeah.
That he's
maybe taking to the
maybe
motel.
Maybe we should interview them. Maybe we should bring them in for counseling.
Yes.
Also, he served as the state chair for Trump's campaign. You know he made a couple bucks off that.
Yeah, sure.
You don't think he volunteered his time for the good of the nation? I think he's a patriot.
He's a true. He's
he
a
bleeds
true
red, white, and blue.
I like the way you think.
I'm a positive thinker.
We're giving him any of the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, 43-0 to you. There's always one usually dissenting. I feel like everyone just immediately was like, no, I'm not.
Do you think there's a single Democrat in the state senate in Oklahoma?
No.
No.
No, probably not.
But I feel like it's like one, like how Combs was like the one Democrat at Fox News.
Yeah.
And they just like bring him out and like whip him with chains every now and then. Yeah. Like, get back in your cage.
You've done your doubt. Yeah.
The token Dem.
You've given your opinions. Get out of here. Yeah, they might have one in there. One closeted Democrat.
Maybe. Closeted Democrat.
Might be. I mean, it's hostile.
Is Oklahoma the panhandle?
Yes.
No, is it?
Well, there is a panhandle in Florida, but I think it's the...
What is the panhandle?
There's a panhandle like in Florida.
Yeah,
but I think Oklahoma's the panhandle state.
That's why I thought that, because it has that little skinny part where you could, like, flip a pancake.
Yeah. It's like the Texas... It's like the Texas panhandle? Is that a thing? Am I making that up?
I think there's panhandles all over this great nation.
I don't like their
politics. Whenever there's a panhandle geographically, it's always like a really cultured area.
Yeah, they're like, something you should know about our state looks like a pan. And you're like,
that's all I need to know.
It's got to be something else.
It looks like
you know
pan.
That thing that you beat your wife with when she burns dinner? That thing. A panhandle. Pick it up. Hit her in the face.
Wow. Metaphorically and literally.
Oh, yeah.
Getting beaten with the handle.
It all goes in the handle.
Ugh. All right, well,
this came from Fox News, you said, this article.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
Found it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys say we slip on over to Listener Love?
Listener Mailbag.
What do we do here, dear?
people tweet us, they email sometimes, they want advice, they have questions. We're fucking just give rotten advice all the time. So we need your help to help us help them.
I sometimes give good advice.
You do. I can't do it. I always give bad advice. But maybe you could help. Maybe you could dive in.
Thanks.
Oz.
What's up, man?
Hey, how's that sushi?
That's fucking
good. What did you order?
I got a couple of different rolls.
And? Such as?
Yeah.
I mean, I got a salmon avocado.
Classic.
Shrimp avocado. Mm-hmm. And then spicy salmon, I think.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's a lot of salmon.
Keep that mercury count low. It's good.
Yeah. Just poison yourself slowly, huh?
No.
Yeah, but fine. Also, while you're getting...
Yeah, that's good.
Who's looking for advice?
We got a question here from Nikki in Brooklyn via our Twitter, at Menage Radio. Nick says, ever see eagles, mate? It's fucking majestic.
Wow. No.
No,
not a lot of us. Not in person. I feel like I watched a lot of Nat Geo for many years when I was younger. I feel like I probably have seen it, but they're also getting a little on the extinct side.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So well, they weren't, and now they are again.
They're back.
They're back, baby.
They're back.
Well, they're back on the list.
Endangered list.
Endangered, okay.
Which probably won't exist soon.
Not to sound like an idiot, but I am not totally sure how birds mate.
Yeah, there's some. Well, ducks have the screw dicks
mm-hmm.
that are long and corks spiral. I don't know
if
an eagle.
And the fake vaginas.
Yeah. Yep.
But they aren't
fuck
there...
in the air.
Eagles? Yeah, that does sound majestic.
They fuck
yeah,
in
fucking
the air.
In flight is more majestic than just
Mile High
on
Club.
A futon.
But are there birds that don't fuck and the egg is fertilized after it's laid? Or is
I don't
that just
think
like
so.
Craziness?
Mm. How would you get it
Sounds
in?
It's like a fish.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It makes no sense. I think I just have like a little bit of confusion around that.
Yeah.
Because you see mammals fucking.
Yeah, they're not
like
mammals.
You know what they do. I don't know what birds do, but you're right about
I mean, there's got to be a P and V situation.
Yeah, yeah, but I've just never it's seen morphosis. A D on a bird.
Yeah, you never do see
ever
a bird.
See a pee? You see a lot of P's on birds?
No, I never seen a P or a D or a V or a B.
Yeah. And they don't wear any
or
pants.
T's.
No, yeah, the T's.
But I've
eaten
the breasts.
They don't have those mammalian T's.
No.
Well, it sounds majestic. We saw eagles hunting.
Oh, we did.
In a crazy scenario.
What was that show called?
It's the Human Planet. It's not Planet Earth. New season is out, but there's another show around.
It felt like Planet Earth, but it was with interesting people around the world.
And there was it was in Kazakhstan, and an older man was teaching his son how to hunt. And the whole rite of passage was that you climb down a crazy cliff into an eagle's nest, get an eagle, and then
just
you
kidnap
that's
a
it,
baby
just
eagle.
Get one.
Just get one and look for its P and its V. And then you train it over years to hunt fox, and then you go out and chase a fox down. So it was,
but on a horse.
On a horse.
So there's a scene where
animals involved.
It's a so galloping stallion being ridden by a man who is has an eagle he's trained on his wrist, and so there's these three animals chasing this
chasing
other animal.
A fox.
It was actually like complete insanity if you think about it.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a very American response, but I almost feel like one gun could
the
solve
gun.
Like
yep.
all those animal problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep. The gun has been proven to be a
more efficient way of
but
fox
not,
hunting.
Not much of a rite of passage. I mean, yes, some people try.
Yes, or you can watch that movie Foxcatcher. That might help.
Yes, that was about an eagle
wrestling
predatory
fox
eagle. Wrestling young.
Yeah,
fox boys.
Wait, and the
that's
horse.
A young boys.
Of fox boys.
We'll
you know, I know what you mean about the gun. But there's something cool about
you would
doing it the hard way,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Well, there's also, there's harmony. Because you take off the mask, the eye blinders from the eagle. Eagle fucking dives down at like 150 miles an hour, gets the fox.
And the horse was running.
The horse chases down.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's doing their part.
And it's not a big fox. That's the other thing. You're not even getting a lot of meat. There's a lot of animals working towards mm-hmm.
No, but it's sexy.
You get that
meat.
Fur, too. You get those pelts.
And they use it. They use it all.
Yeah, baby. Up in the Kazakh Mountains, that's chilly.
Oh, yes. You got a bundle of fox.
But to answer your question,
my
no.
Wife no. Yes, no. We've never seen. That was a long no. Helped.
Helped.
Haas, is there any other majestic sexual situations?
I mean, we'll see if it's majestic. It's definitely sexual, though. Our second query is from Renee in San Francisco via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Ren asks, I've been having a month long nightmare trying to find an apartment in San Fran. Until recently, a broker showed me an incredible place that I am in love with. Only problem is the broker thought it would be funny to mention one of the previous tenants died in the bedroom while having sex. So, do you believe in sex ghosts?
The question is, do we believe in sex ghosts?
Yeah. That's the question.
I want to believe in them more than any other. I only just don't believe in ghosts because there's never been any actual
like the ghost evidence. Of the sex itself or the ghost of the people.
Yeah, is there like a jizz cloud? Ooh, yes. Like, what are you talking about?
Well,
yeah.
I feel like maybe it's like unfinished business. They didn't get to come.
Mm.
So they're stuck.
They haunt the bedroom.
Blue balls. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
There hasn't been cum here in 30 years.
But it looks so fresh.
They're better than, you know.
I mean, what's the worst? I mean, listen, housing in San Francisco is even more challenging than housing in New York City.
Yeah.
So I say if it's a great apartment and every now and then you get some phantom jizz on your back, then, you know, you just consider it part of the deal.
That's true.
I totally agree.
Yep.
And you could also even probably use that to leverage possibly a lower price with the broker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that the broker got loose.
Like when somebody dies in an apartment, you can usually get a sweet deal in that apartment.
Right.
At least some dry cleaning for those stains.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They should include that. Very loose.
Does ghost jizz stain? Or does it just disappear?
I think it stains your soul.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's you're not going to get that out.
No, there's no dry cleaner.
Also, though, not being a ghost expert, I would say I don't think there is a sex ghost. I think if there's a ghost, it would just be anything the person was. So there's the sex, there's the toilet ghost, there's the kitchen ghost.
Right. That ghost didn't finish the
omelet. The person ghost
that they were
who
making.
Might try to fuck you when you're sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's, you know, lonely nights, foggy nights in San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Always my little company. There's a ghost at the Stanley Hotel in Colorado.
There's a ghost.
Well, there's a few ghosts, but where The Shining was takes place. And it's called the Cowboy. And apparently he's quite the paramour. And when ladies stay in that room, there have been reports of, you know, them feeling like the feel of somebody like getting into the bed or like maybe like whispering a few sweet nothings.
Sounds like a sex ghost.
That's my kind of ghost.
Sounds like a sex ghost.
At least a sexy ghost.
Absolutely. And a part of me really wants to stay in that room, you know, to like get the experience. But at the same time, if I did stay there and the ghost didn't try to get it in, I would be very
offended.
I mean, yeah, then you're just.
Yeah.
Like, I spent all this money.
Yeah.
Try to get some ghosts.
You're like,
in.
I got a blowout. I'm wearing a negligee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching Ghostbusters, I guess, set the mood a little. I don't know. I'm generalizing. Maybe all ghosts don't. Appreciate watching ghost movies.
Yeah, I got these chains, you know, clanging them.
It's and nothing. He just doesn't come calling.
That's the problem with a ghost. You can't pick what ghost you get. Everyone wants the hot fuck ghost, but maybe you get the two girls at the end of the hallway, and you're just like, fuck.
Oh, the two twins?
Oh, you can fuck them, too.
You can. Oklahoma. those are called the Oklahoma.
I mean, age of consent laws count if they're ghosts?
Because they're eternal.
I think
that's
a loophole, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck some vampires or something.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. If you fuck an eternal being, I think it's hard to then just gauge.
Good luck proving that.
Yeah.
If anyone were to try to prosecute.
Just hold up a mirror.
Hey, I brought this mirror.
Oh, dear.
Step into this light.
What was the question?
Sex ghost.
Sex ghost.
Oh, I think
sex ghost,
Allison
coast
was
to
right.
coast.
There we go.
Ooh.
You're welcome, Adult
on
Swim.
On ABC Comedy, this. Oh.
Well, Adult Swim or an ABC Family.
I think that you were right, though, when you said if you have a deal in San Francisco, you got to take it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yep. That's good advice. Ooh, two for two.
Damn.
We're helping today, Oz.
You are indeed.
The bell means we helped?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Or we just have to move on because we don't know how to help.
Yeah. Okay. You could smash a bottle maybe if we've not done our job.
We got our last question, guys. This is from Tony in PA.
Tony.
Via the old Facebook, Ménage à Trois Radio. Tone wonders. My ass is so cold all the time. It's like a frozen block of ice. What gives?
He's in Pennsylvania?
It's a mildly.
That's probably just it. It's cold right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Northeast in the winter, asses get cold.
You're from Pennsylvania.
I am. My ass has been cold before. It's not to the extent that I would need to say it's a problem or I'm wondering what gives.
Hmm.
pants, generally, it's more one of the more clothed parts of the body, just in general.
One of the
pants,
more clothed. Yeah.
Some layers. But also, it might be like a blood flow issue.
Right.
So maybe you just needed someone to like apply a few smacks to dead ass.
Damn.
Get that blood.
Increase
that
blood
flow.
Yeah, get it circulating, get it going, baby.
Yes.
I totally agree. Maybe like sit on a steamy manhole.
Ooh.
If no one can do the slapping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you can't get anyone to slap the ass, sit on a manhole.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put a hair dryer in your pants because you'll get burned.
Yeah, you'll burn that. I did that once.
Yeah, me too.
Burn the skin?
No, I peed my pants once, and then I tried to hide it by blowing it dry, and then I burned the pants.
Yeah.
And then it just smelled like burnt pee. It wasn't a very good cover.
Oh, yeah, that's a, yeah.
It's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, hot urine.
Yeah.
Mm, is that burnt pee I smell? Oh, you burned the good pee.
That's always hard when you're trying to cover something up, and you just make it way more obvious.
Yeah. Then you just start, like, then the pants
tear. You just have to own it.
Yeah, yeah. You're just like, this is where I'm at.
Yeah. You own it. You point to the person next to you, and they're like, they threw burning pee on me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you passed the buck. Yeah. They threw scalding hot urine on me, and it burned through my pants.
It's great whenever you go somewhere that's, like, not New York and something like that happens, because then you can just be like, this is what everybody's doing in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's cool.
This is, just, like, the hot thing. Yeah. You guys will catch on soon enough.
Yeah.
It hasn't traveled this far yet.
I did fart for 9 minutes.
Yeah. Just that's 9 straight minutes of rumbling.
It's just like Big Apple, baby.
Yeah, that's what people do
it's
in
the
new
fitness food. Craze, actually, so... Christy Turlington does it.
Fart all day.
Does she live here? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
She does, I think, because...
I stalk her.
I used to go to her gynecologist.
Oh, wow. So you do stalk her.
You can release her address on the air.
Well, her Christmas cards were always on the wall, and I was like, OMG, she probably is such a hot beef.
It was her address on them?
No. It was just like...
So her return address on
them? I'm with... What's his name? Ed Burns. Mm. She's married to. Oh. They have really beautiful children.
They would.
Yeah, right?
You thought hot beef from the photo?
Well, she's just such a beautiful person.
Right. In and out.
In?
Inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to the photos I stole of her cervix. Really breathtaking. No, I actually don't really know much
very
about her.
Very skinny cervix.
Yeah, very skinny.
Slender cervix.
Mm-hmm. Some people just have it all.
Yeah, so sit on a manhole.
Yeah.
Or just get someone to slap that ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if... Three for three is remarkable.
Yeah, that was some good advice.
And great questions. Thank you for those questions. But we have some questions now for our guest. Allison, these are 6 sections. They're rapid-fire sex questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So you just got to answer as quickly as you can.
Yes.
All right, steel yourself. We're going to start now. Allison, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Oh, boy. Sex in the kitchen over by the stove.
What's the sexiest animal?
A dolphin.
Mm.
Smooth.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
It changes all the time. Who's it right now? I'm going to say Jon Hamm.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Who's the slutty one?
Blanche Devereaux.
Blanche, yeah.
69 or 420?
69. Dinner for two.
What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Humor, sense of humor.
Yes. 6 sections.
That was great.
We got a couple follow-ups, I imagine.
Sure do.
Ham. Ham is the flavor of the month.
Ham.
Ham.
Jon Hamm.
That's interesting because if it changes all the time, I feel like this is not his peak.
It's not his peak. It was just the first person that came to mind. I can't commit to just one celebrity, okay? I don't know which one is going to come into my life.
No. We want the buffet.
Yeah. But he is, I have seen him in person, and he is.
He's strapping.
So attractive.
Yes, he is.
He is so much more attractive in person.
Yeah.
I was working in a restaurant at the time, and he was patronizing the restaurant. And I saw him, we made eye contact, and I knew that we were in love. And then he got up to leave, and I had to fight every instinct in my body not to chase after him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he could get it. I would let him.
He did the Gethard show.
Yeah, this the finale of the second season.
Yeah. So I saw him from like 20 feet away. And he is, you're absolutely right. It's those people in person where you're like, you are just so handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Like beyond.
Because you never know how, people get all painted up. They get all their great angles. Mm-hmm. You never quite know if
it's hard in these modern times.
It is hard. And it's, we're so superficial. It's like you got to look like you look on TV or else you're a liar is how I feel.
Oh, yeah.
We treat people on television, but he lives up to the hype.
Yeah, plus he's got a slamming hog, and he's funny. And
yes.
It's like, how are you a person?
Right, yeah. What is your, what do you have hiding in the basement?
He may not be a person.
Wait, what is the slamming hog?
He's got a big old dick.
A big, thick.
Oh, I was like, is that a dick or a motorcycle?
I actually, weirdly, instantly when you said that, I went to motorcycle for some reason. Then I was like, no. It's well known.
H-A-W-G.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he has the like outline in all of his slacks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He just, yeah, there's nothing that can
contain
it.
Yeah, he's a gracious man who wears sweatpants in public, so we all know the truth.
Yeah.
Thank you, John Hamm.
He seems like a perfect, he might be a ghost.
Is he a ghost?
I don't know. He seems like a perfect person or an alien.
You went with 69, dinner for two.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not a weed person?
I am a weed person. It was a really tough choice.
Ooh, yeah. I saw an internal struggle for a moment.
Yeah, it was really hard. One time I was working a job, and I figured out the exact amount of hours I needed to work in a week that would cause my paycheck to be $420.69.
Oh, wow.
It was not the most lucrative job in the world, but it was the best paycheck to cash.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
69, it never fails for me. Anytime I see it anywhere, it's just, it always gives me a little giggle. Yeah.
Here's a fun tip for our listeners about me. Every single password I've ever had has 420 or 69 in it.
Yep. Nice. Mine are 69s.
Which is, I'm like, I am 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
That's weird.
My debit card, 6969 is the password. How's that for a tip?
Don't say that on the air.
No, you got
to get your card.
You got to get the card first.
Yeah. I'll get it sometime. Now I know. Sexiest animal, dolphin.
Yes.
Highly intelligent.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sleek.
Very sleek.
Have sex for pleasure.
Uh-huh. Have sex for pleasure.
Occasionally for rape.
They rape.
Yeah, they rape the blowholes, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's like sodomy.
Holes a hole.
Also have consensual.
Holes a hole is
fair.
I get that.
Dolphins have three holes in the mix. They got a butthole, they have a sex hole, and then they have a blowhole.
A sex hole?
So they're very
people. So they have
in that way.
They have four holes in the mix, because then they also will fuck their faces.
Seems like a lot.
I don't know about the face. The snout bucket. is not.
And
it
seems
shaped.
Yeah. No. There's too many teeth involved.
Haas, you've never seen a dolphin blowjob. Don't lie for a second.
There's this series by this French actress where she talks about animal sex, and she did one about the dolphins. So. Wait, do you mean
Isabella Rossellini?
Yeah.
She's Italian, and that is.
I said Italian, didn't I?
She said French.
Does that mean she face fucked the dolphin?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She does this thing called green porno where she just talks about like sexy nature things.
Oh.
It's like a little bit of a.
I'll watch that.
It's great.
So that's what I'm referencing. Watch it. I'm probably wrong.
Murph and I were recently in the Florida Keys, and we were all set to go on a little trip out to sea to swim with dolphins, and then there was too much wind, and we couldn't go.
Yeah, the wind
ruined
it.
And I was like, now I'll never have sex with a dolphin.
I know.
No,
you're gearing
up. You still
up.
May.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't give
That's
up.
That's sweet. You guys, come on.
I believe in you.
Life ahead of you.
You're right.
There's so much ocean out there for now.
Plenty
there's
of dolphins.
Always, yeah.
And it's actually only getting more, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dolphins will eventually
be
walking
on land. So, yeah, soon they're
land.
Just going to be, like, in Herald Square, just, like, swimming right through.
Mm.
That would be so fun. God bless global warming. Single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's almost an immediate if someone, at least, they don't even, if they're not funny themselves, but they don't even appreciate humor. Those are the kind of people that are just sometimes tough to settle down with.
Or if they just, like, don't get your humor, and it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Like, this is not going to stop, so if you're not into it now.
You got to get out.
Got to go.
Got to run.
Also, like, weird shit happens during sex, and you got to be able to laugh about
it.
Yes. Can't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
One of the first times we boned, Murph stopped in the middle because he said he was going to shit, and he ran away.
And we had a good laugh about it.
Yeah.
I had a good laugh about it on the way to the can.
It was great.
It was an attack. It was just something. It's one of those where you're like, this is... I don't know. Sometimes it happens. It hits you, and it's not even like
nature.
You can let it pass. It was nature. It was natural.
And you know what? I bet you appreciated that he got up and went to the bathroom to do that.
Oh, yeah. I, like, had a nice little time to myself.
Of course. Some jerks just shit during sex and just keep going. But
A man projectile vomited on me once when we were having sex.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I jumped off his dick very quickly.
Yeah. That's not a...
Possibly the quickest.
That
fastest I've ever moved.
Guinness. It's in the world record book.
Yeah.
Wow. You gotta, as an adult, was there booze
alcohol,
involved?
Yeah.
Even still, you know when that feeling's coming.
Best part, it was in my parents' bed.
Oh, my.
Yeah, my dad went out of town, and he was specifically like, do not have a party. And I was like, okay. Then I threw a party. And then I hooked up with it. I would have hooked up with him in my room, but other people were fucking in my room.
Yes, it's a part. It's a parents gone away.
And I knew it. And I knew it.
Oh, man. That's also just a real. Did your parents ever, did they know you threw the party?
Well, they did because after I jumped off of him and went into the shower, and then he showered, and then I kicked him out, and I couldn't find the condom, and I figured that he must have thrown it away. And then the next night, my dad came home. I was tripping mushrooms for the first time. He came home earlier than we thought he was going to.
Oh, boy.
And because we were like, okay, when he'll come home like real late, and by then we'll already be like coming down, and he'll probably just go to bed. It'll be chill. But he came home real early, and then I just, after one point, I heard just him screaming my name from upstairs, and I go up, and he was in his bathroom pointing into the shower just like, what is that? And there, ladies and gentlemen, was the missing condom.
Oh no. Like, and you're in an altered
condom,
state.
It's a condom, father. Where did it come from?
I know. Yeah. So I had options. I could either like blame my little brother, which was not very plausible. I mean, he was old enough, but
he didn't have
unlikely.
Any game.
He had a girlfriend who like wasn't there with us, so like would have been weird. And then
he jerks off with condoms.
Yeah, sometimes he's safe. He's super
so
safe.
You went with the sex ghost?
Well, or I could have said, yes, father, I am a dirty, dirty whore. Everything that you feared is true. Or I could have said, yes, father, I directly disobeyed your orders and I had a party in your house and some strange person did this. So what I went with was, I'm really uncomfortable right now. I can't talk about this. I got to go. And I ran into the woods.
Yes.
Really? Yeah. Did you? And you never had to say any more about
and
that?
And we never discussed it. It was just really awkward for a few weeks.
Sure.
That makes sense to me, though, because like as that. Much as you don't want to discuss that, he probably doesn't either.
Yeah.
No. No, he was probably right at the edge of running into the woods, possibly. And there was, you know, there was vomit in the bed. You're like, listen, think about the worst case scenario,
the sheets.
Dad.
Yeah, like that. It could have been so much
worse.
And then
add vomit to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, you're lucky there's just a used dirty condom in the shower.
Yeah, I'm strangely jealous of people who fucked in their parents' bed. I know a fair amount of people who haven't. I never did it.
I never did that.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
I'm down one, though. I better get it in.
I know. You better.
Yeah, otherwise you'd fuck on the graveyard.
Clock's ticking.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's...
Well, fuck on the... Well, it'd be an urn in my case.
Mm.
A little bit uncomfortable, but pretty kinky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't want to get that in the wrong place.
I had a situation where I was way an adult, so it wouldn't be, like, a party inappropriate, but I took my boyfriend up to my parents' house, like, 15 years ago, and we fooled around in the hot tub, and I couldn't find my bikini top after, and I looked and looked, and I was like, whatever. And then my parents came back, and my dad just teased me about it. He's like, oh, the filter wasn't working in the hot tub because there was a bikini top shoved in there. And I was like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
I like it
notice.
In there.
Didn't even notice it was missing.
Yeah, they're like, thanks for house sitting.
Yeah.
And just, you know, jizzing around.
Sometimes it's like the naked hot tub. You know?
Those
yeah,
alone.
What are you supposed to do in a hot tub,
everyone's
though? Give me a break.
Everyone's fucking
squirting.
Yeah,
that's why you get a hot tub.
You do. Otherwise, you're a sociopath if you're just sitting in a hot tub.
If you're truly relaxing.
Yeah, with
yeah,
a
bath. Take a bath.
Suit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. No need to go into this sultry hot tub.
Agreed.
You know how to soak, dear.
We sure do. You ready
to
move it along?
Speaking of hot tubs, should we get it wet?
Ooh, make it wet.
Well, here, Allison, we're about to have a contest between the three of us. Haas is going to judge from his fucking high horse.
Which,
from his high
by
dolphin.
That, we mean there's four sheets of paper in here. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's not for this.
Oh, sorry. Whoops.
But there are four sheets. We got to do.
Oh, geez. All right, what do we do and get it wet?
Well, we take writings from various mediums that were not written to be sexy at all, and we try to put on our sultry voices and make them as sexy as possible.
That's true. Haas, what's our source material today?
So today is road signs from around the United States.
All right.
All right.
All right. So, Murph, you're going to start us off.
Are we going round robin on this? Or
what's that?
Do we go round robin or all at once? How does it...
I think we'll do one. Each one of us goes through our list and then we go. Although, since we have just like list of this, it
let's
could be
do
fun
round,
to go round
robin.
Robin. Good call.
That's
good call.
Fun. Wait, Haas, do you have sushi stuck in your throat? You have cake voice.
You sound
right
like a
now.
Fucking old man from Oklahoma, yeah.
Sorry.
Get you a teenage boy.
Get this kid Ooh. A teen.
Oh, he has one.
Okay. Okay.
For the record. all right, yeah, let's go round robin on these.
All right, well, I'm going to be judging.
Cool.
Yep.
Your Honor. All right. So I'll kick it off.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if Haas passed away. All right. Yield to pedestrians.
One way. 1 hour parking, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Do not enter.
Railroad crossing.
No turn on red.
Right lane ends.
Turn only lane up ahead.
Roadwork ahead.
Authorized vehicles only.
No parking anytime.
Interstate 95.
Speed limit 65.
Runaway truck ramp.
Toll 1 mile.
Watch for falling rock.
No stopping except on shoulder.
Speed limit 55.
Detour 500 feet.
Slippery when wet.
That's kind of applicable. Fog area.
Slow children at play.
Deer crossing.
150 feet between highway and tracks behind you!
I have one more.
Oh.
Sorry, I finished too soon? No, which one? I'm curious which one it was.
Speed limit 25.
Oh, man. Yeah, there were a couple of those that, you're right, slippery one went. We can't say
that's
that wasn't written
already
to be
sexy.
Erotic.
Yeah. I mean, aren't you ever driving sometimes in a rainstorm and you're just like, whoop, sploosh.
Yeah, a little squirt.
Slippery one went. Is that?
A Bon Jovi album? Yes,
Bon Jovi.
It is. Yes,
I was
going to
say GNR. I'm embarrassed.
Nah. Hmm. Bon Jovi is GNR
the same.
To some people.
Bon Jovi is GNR of Jersey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and no one ever cared really much about Bon Jovi's Speed Limit 25 album.
No, that was the unsuccessful follow up to Slippery When Wet.
Very poorly.
And Slow Children at Play just wasn't even released.
No, that wasn't acceptable.
Yeah,
in Oklahoma, big seller.
I think that the Slippery When Wet might be the most sexy road sign of all time. Slow Children at Play always threw me off because it feels like you're saying slow children at play.
Yeah, it needs
there's
a
no comma.
Comma.
There is no
comma. Oh, you mean like disabled children playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Downsy kids.
Downsy
kids playing hopscotch.
That was the original sign, was Downsy's playing hopscotch, but...
Well, what's interesting is with both interpretations, you would still get the same result where it's like slow the fuck down. Shit's
right.
Going down.
Right.
Yeah. Also, it's like, I mean, does it matter if they're retarded kids or regular kids? It's just like,
yeah,
they're, kids.
They're just kids. They're going
to
run out in the
how
road.
How about their kids?
Why
how about all kids are kind of slow?
Right.
Because they're dumb and their brains aren't developed.
They're learning things. They don't understand that cars can just run them over.
Yeah.
So
they don't understand things like time, distance.
Let me chase that ball into the freeway, a kid might say.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Kids are basically dogs without fur. Yeah.
Something goes, they'll fly.
Yeah, I was going to say, guys, you know the sign they have at, like, construction sites where it's like, slow down, my mommy works here. That's what I was hoping you were going to read.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, didn't you make these lists?
No. He doesn't do anything.
My bailiff did.
Your bailiff? Oh.
Oh, I get it.
Your bailiff.
Mm.
You skunk.
I have another sign that I think could be sexy. Men at Work.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yep.
Australian band.
Mm-hmm. The brothers Sheen and Estevez film.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that
collectors.
Film.
Oh yes, I think maybe the only time that they really teamed up for like a full on.
Yeah, you don't think of them as working together.
No, well,
sibling rivalries.
Yeah, Sheen dropped the Estevez, and it was
ashamed of his culture.
He was.
Yeah, well, his dad did too.
Or piggybacking on his dad's success. It's hard to say.
It's tough. Yeah.
Cage made the opposite move.
He did.
Didn't want to be
dropped
a Coppola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're both doing great now. Cage and Sheen are partying.
Sounds like that secret's going to get out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no...
And you're going to look a lot cooler when it does.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wow, he didn't even want people to know.
Interesting.
You're like sending anonymous letters.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he made the choice and it was Cage. That's
dope.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He had so many options. He just went right into the cage.
Get in that cage.
Get in that cage.
Haas, do we have a winner, or is this kind of like more of a we all work together situation?
I mean, I was going to say, you guys just worked so well as a group. I'm going to say that The orgy wins.
Oh, yay. My. Orgy wins.
Wow. This is the closest I've ever come to winning.
I know. Yeah, it's a group effort, but you count it.
I felt like I was part of something bigger than myself.
You were.
Well, that's what an orgy is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's about, I guess it is.
It's about the collective pleasure.
Group mind.
Yep.
Do I get another beer? I don't know if I need one.
We can share that.
No, I'm actually.
Hey, slow children at play.
Thank you.
Well, now that we've gotten it wet, I think we need to slip.
Careful, it's slippery.
Into, now we need to slip into some virtual sugar.
Mm-hmm. All right. What we do here is, you said you were single?
No.
Not single?
Not single.
Nope.
Good. Well, great. Then we'll see what,
good.
How good of an actor you are, because we'd like to improvise a date with you to kind of see you in action.
Okay.
So Murph's holding a cup. There's three names there. Murph, Diana, Haas.
There's four. I don't know what that means, but.
Yeah, I wonder who has the advantage this time.
I know.
Haas.
Oh, whoa, Haas.
Shit. He's back, baby.
Haas. All
right.
Okay. All right. So you guys will just improvise a date. Murph and I might jump in.
Yes, we certainly will.
Might.
So date begins now.
Allison. Hey.
Hi, you started eating without me. Interesting.
Yeah. I famished.
Okay. No, that's fine. You're a growing boy.
I just got bar snacks. We can get, entree or some apps.
Okay.
Apps. Mm-hmm. I've got plenty of room.
Okay. Me too, coincidentally. I like to eat.
All right. Let me just close out my bar tab. I got to tell you, this guy, too. He is just, I cannot get his attention. Just flirting with all the women. It's really annoying.
Oh, well, I can take care of this for you. Just lower my top a little bit.
Oh, hey, miss. Hey, what can I get you?
Yeah, like a bug to a light. Sir, my date is here. This is Allison. I didn't get your name. What's your name, sir?
Rex.
Rex, okay. Rex, this is Allison. We're going to close out with you and get a table.
Great. I passed over the guy before me passed the tab. This guy's been here eating.
He's dead?
6 hours. No, he's not. Well, I mean, he wasn't feeling well. I don't know if he's still with us or not, but he passed his tab over to me.
Uh-huh.
Cause you've been eating here all day. I think you're at about 700 something. Let me go grab it. All right. Here it is. $740.
You really do have a lot of room.
Yeah, lobster's expensive, isn't it?
Hmm. Lobster is a bar snack for you?
Well, I was at the bar and I had a snack.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you get anything else with that, or you just got a 5-pound lobster?
I never had caviar. Really salty. I just spit it out.
Okay, sure.
All right. Hey, great. I'm going to settle up with you in just one moment. I'm just going to chat with Allison.
You doing all right?
Yeah, fine. All totally right. Fine. No problem. Back. I'm gonna get that credit card over to you in just a minute. You're gonna love it, Allison. Hey.
Hey, hi.
All right. I feel like.
Are you feeling okay?
Fine. Fine. No.
Your color is a little.
Yeah, I know.
Off. Do you normally look like this, or is this because of all the caviar and lobster?
It was a lot of salt and a lot of butter, but hey, all right. I feel like
you're very, red. Are you allergic to shellfish?
Is that a thing that happens to people?
It is, yeah. It's like a serious... You've had lobster before, right?
No, never.
Okay.
I'm having trouble breathing.
Do you have an EpiPen?
What's that?
Okay. Okay, we might need to take this date to the emergency room.
Okay.
How's your breathing?
It's not doing good.
Okay.
Hi, I'm so sorry to be rude, and it may not be my place, but I'm a registered nurse, and it looks like you're having some sort of allergic reaction.
Yes, it does seem like that.
I have an EpiPen in my bag over in coat check, but are you sure that you're having an allergic reaction? Because I don't feel safe administering this to somebody I don't know. I don't have a medical file for.
Also, EpiPens are expensive.
I know, but, I took that code to help people.
Haas.
Hey, look, fella, come on. Give me your. You got to settle up here before you.
Can I get my coat from Kojic? Yeah.
Settle up, pal. Look.
Bag. Thank you.
All right. No, I'm just. You just work on the breathing. I'm just gonna reach into your pocket, grab your wallet, grab your credit card.
No, don't. Okay. I don't have money.
Oh. Thank you, miss. Wait, yeah. You don't have money?
No, I do.
Okay, here.
Call the ambulance. Get
me out
of here.
You need to administer this to your husband because I don't.
Oh, he is not my husband.
Okay. Well,
but I have fine stabbing him with something. That's fine.
Okay, great. Well, by the looks of it, he has a couple minutes left. So I would, what you need to do is stab this directly into his thigh muscle and inject it all the way.
Okay. In Pulp Fiction, he injected her heart.
Yeah. This is real life, hon.
Okay.
But Tarantino is real life.
It was
he
a
writes
real, movie.
Real life better than anyone. Let's
Do you think
be
so?
It's hyper real.
Hyper reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But he does like bring out real human emotions.
Sure does.
Wow, Tarantino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check him out.
Yeah. You should check out. I like Django. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also educational. Oh, we need to deal with this.
Oh my God. Okay. So
he's
just
blue. He's got no money.
Put your thumb on the end there and mm-hmm. just pull back a little bit so you okay. have some leverage and mm-hmm. just get her done.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. Hey, love.
Wow.
Whoa. Can I have another one of those?
Oh my God. Haas. What? No.
It ended with a revival. A lot of yes. dates end in death.
Rebirth.
I'm glad that you came back. Is
you
it,
were a hero. Allison you. Was in
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I saved your life.
Yeah.
Whether
Allison,
or not.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would have walked out on him early on. It was, but you stuck with him. It was nice.
Well, I couldn't have done it, you know, without some help from
without,
my friends.
Without the angel mm-hmm. of EpiPens just mm-hmm. floating in. Are they expensive?
Yeah. They are now. The prices just went up.
Yeah.
That was like a big thing. Like they just raised
Trump?
The prices. Like, no, pre-Trump.
Oh.
I was like,
you just assume.
Well, you're like healthcare.
I think
something.
It was like a Shkreli type situation.
Oh.
You know.
They're like, you want this?
You're going to die without it? Well, then I guess you will. You have $600?
Oh, God. And with all the like peanut allergies, parents are probably stocking those.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like you like kind of have to have them at schools and stuff. I
yeah.
Think.
Yeah, because even the traces, the trace amounts.
I'm going to buy some stock in EpiPen.
Ooh. You, we recently went to our accountant for our yearly tax situation. We found out that, yes, thank you. It wasn't easy. And we're just horrendous at it. But Diana handed him a piece of paper that she's like, these people keep hounding me. We have like 55 different pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to make sense of it all.
You know, we're creative types.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
You have like a receipt that's
like a handwritten W-2.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like, look, I jotted something down. I wrote W-2 on there. And yeah, we gave him, you're like, these people keep hounding me. They keep sending me letters. And he's like, yeah, you have stock. This is a stock from an old company.
He was like, you're a shareholder. And I was like, what?
Yeah. You're like, well, should I sell it? And he's like, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just an accountant. I'm just letting you know. But then he did go on his phone. He looked up the dividends
and the stock and all that.
And what it was. Yeah. Was
it good?
He was wrong.
Well, I have like $1,600.
So, yeah, we're fat cat stock owners.
Yeah. Look at you.
I mean, that's not like a lot of money when you're talking about money, but for not knowing you had
it's
it
a lot
really
of money
cool.
to suddenly appear in your life.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I guess it was already there. You just didn't know it.
Well, and then I look it over and I'm like, does this change things to the accountant? He's like, no.
Yeah, do the Dow or the S&P 500.
What?
Easy hot shot.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit over our heads here.
Yeah. This guy gets an EpiPen to the thigh and all of a sudden
he's a financial genius.
Yeah. He turned into Jim Cramer.
I don't know. I just am proud to be a stock owner. proud to be
shareholder
in
sounds
stock.
So official.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really, like you own a part of that company.
Yeah,
I also love that you're like $1,600. It's not a lot of money when you're talking about money.
Well, you know, it's not.
Like, it's a lot of bananas. If you had 1,600 yeah. bananas in the house,
possibly too many.
Yeah, that's way
probably
too many.
Definitely.
They'll turn before you can eat all those.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have a monkey sanctuary or something.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's what we should do with our money, dear.
Invest the stocks in a sanctuary.
How many monkeys will that amount get us?
It probably might get us one dollar.
Depends on what kind of monkey.
Ooh, dolphin.
That's true. Capuchines are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They bring that's the classic entertainment.
Bonobos, I think, would be most in theme with your.
I would like.
That's true.
They also be fucking
sexually evolved.
Yeah,
I want an albino gorilla.
Mm.
And I'm
specific.
The shareholder, so I'm gonna make.
Hey,
the choices around here.
It's up to you.
Okay, all right.
It's up to you.
Well, $1,600 is only going to get you half of an albino gorilla, so you have to pick which half.
You got to go halves. You could timeshare.
You can go left, right, or top, bottom.
I'd
probably take the top, even though I know there's all the businesses on the bottom, but I think I would.
What business?
this funny business.
The funny, yeah. If you want to fool around, you need the bottom.
I no, do. He has a mouth on the top.
That's true.
I just assumed it's a man.
I would do a cut.
Yeah.
A vertical cut down the front and the back of
the body. See, this is the innovation. This is why you're a shareholder.
It's like a vivisection. Like from the front, it would look like I had the whole gorilla, but from the back, it would just be a flat, bloody plane.
Yeah. Mm. And you could mount that on the wall, and it would look like you could do it in a pose where it looked like the gorilla was busting through the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid man style.
Feel like busting this.
You have a rock hard schlong.
Yes, you still get the schlong. Yep. Yeah, you don't get the butt, which, I mean, I'm not an ass man personally when it comes to albino gorillas. But, yeah, I think that's you still get some of the business.
All right. Well, I think we've made some decisions here today.
I think we have.
I feel sad, though.
I do feel sad.
Why are you sad?
Because we have to say goodbye to Allison.
Oh,
that's true.
No.
I'm sad.
Before we go, tell us quickly about The Naked Show.
Oh, please.
The Naked Show
is... I wanted to ask you in the beginning, but then we just dove in.
It's fine. The Naked Show is a show where the comedians all perform naked. So pretty much what it sounds like. The audience also has the option of getting naked, if you would like to do so. And we perform quarterly at the Creek of the Cave. The next show is March 31st.
Excellent.
And then also, may I say something about the Cinderblock
Comedy
Festival?
Please, say
it. Yeah, yeah. So I'm also a part of organizing the Cinderblock Comedy Festival, which is a very inclusive festival. We welcome all kinds, women, people of color, LGBT, disabled comics, regular straight white male comedians. I guess they're fine too. I know. You have to be inclusive. And they're going to be a minority soon too, so you have to keep that in mind. But yeah,
keep your fingers crossed.
And that takes place from September 7th to September 10th in Brooklyn.
And we are currently accepting submissions for all peoples. Sketches, shows, improv, stand-up, anything you want to do on stage. We welcome your weirdness and we love it.
That's awesome.
You can go to cinderblockcomedyfestival.com for more information. You can follow them on Twitter at cinderblockfest. Also, you can go to allisonklemp.com.
Go there.
You can do that.
You can, if you got the access to the internet.
Yeah.
That's it. Is that it?
Is there anything else you want to say?
I start thinking about albino gorillas and half.
This has been a very sexy experience. So
yes.
Thank you for sharing
Thank
it
you so
with
much
me.
For joining us. How often does the audience get naked, would you say?
Some people get naked every time. The percentage varies depending on personalities.
I'm just curious.
I love that idea, but it does feel like... I wish more people were open to that. Because I wonder, and you tell me, are there certain people that are just always naked? And you're like, we don't need that again.
There's like a community of nudists that
that's
enjoy
positive.
The show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
So, you know, they're very excited about it.
It'd be amazing if there was a day one time where it just wasn't even a big deal
issue.
That people were flapping it out there.
You know, in some pockets, pockets of this country and world, that is true.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Oklahoma's a very progressive, free, naked state.
Yeah, wherever you want. As long as you're around a teenage boy, you can take it out.
Oh, shit. We talked through the outro music. We also legally have to thank our producer, Come Shorts. That's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
Wow.
You rotten bastard. And please tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Good night.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.